Welcome, everyone. Thank you for being here today. This is Nana Kasha with createyourownrealitynow.com. Excuse me. And we've got a wonderful, wonderful healing today. I'm very excited about this. I know that most people have something about their body that they don't like. And so there's the obvious ones, you know, I'm too overweight or things like that. But, you know, even people that we perceive to have bodies that are very fit and slender and attractive, they actually also usually have some kind of an image too. So the obvious thing is that we have an internal image. And this is one of my favorite topics these days because my intention as a hypnotherapist and a coach and a speaker and a writer is to find the easiest, the fastest, and the most fun way to create the results that you want in any area of your life. And so I'm always looking for that. I'm always looking for a way to find out what really works, what goes to the core of the issues. So, and this is true for anything at all in our lives. When we have the experience of not having the things, the money, the relationships, the love, the job, whatever it is in our lives that we really, really desire, then we know that there's some kind of disconnect going on, because quite honestly, it is my firm and absolute belief that we are masters of our own reality. We are master creators. We are here with divine source energy pouring through us. And when we have a desire, when we have a want, when there's something we really, really want, that is divine source energy, the universe, God, source, coming through us and communicating to us and telling us, this is right for you. This is good for you. And we're here to support it. We're here pouring energy into you and into your body, making this an opportunity for you to go ahead and create whatever this is that you're feeling a passion towards. So what we want to do is we want to be living from a place where we're always thinking about what we want, where we're always focused on what's exciting and passionate to us. We're always being led from within instead of trying to push ourselves and motivate ourselves from without. Whatever issue we have, motivation, inspiration, energy, passion, the ability to focus, all of these things come from that internal alignment. And that internal alignment is all about being aligned with who we truly are. Who we truly are is what? Well, for one, it's divine. And it's very, very, very powerful. And most of us really either don't realize or don't grasp and use the immense power that we have. Now, when we talk about power, we're not talking about having power over other people and forcing people to do what they want and being a dictator and, you know, forcing your will upon other people. That's not power. That's insecurity. That's control freakism. Okay? So what we really want is to allow our internal image of ourselves to align with that divine source energy that is always pouring through us. So what do we do here in the global healing? Every time we do a global healing, we align our energies, we activate our light body, we recognize all these parts of us, we connect, and then we know that we have this pillar of light that comes through us all the time. Our light body, our energetic structure that creates our physical body into reality. Everything's energy. Remember, right? And everything is vibrating, is moving, is creating the body, creating the look of our body, or the computer or the Apple or the car or whatever it is, because it is moving, vibrating at a particular rate. So we have that energy coming through us all the time. We really have no shortage of energy, even though we often feel that way. We have no shortage of possibility. We are completely limitless. So one of the keys that I've discovered is I keep going to the core, you know, the core. Well, okay, we have limiting beliefs. Why do we have limiting beliefs? Where did they come from? How can we replace them? And then just keep going deeper and deeper and deeper. So like I said, one thing I've discovered is one key to transforming your life in any area you want is recognizing you have a self-image, an internal picture, an idea of who you are, what you're capable of. And this is formed by your beliefs. And unfortunately, however, it's just what is, so we deal with what is because we all have this, is that we all formed our beliefs, most of our beliefs, when we were very young. And you've heard me talk about this. Essentially, you can see it. Little children are very wide open. They believe, they trust, they listen to voices of authority. They download and take on beliefs very, very easily and quickly. Well, it's designed that way. Up until about age 7, they're in theta state. They're very open. They're very able to absorb and learn very quickly. Well, we really need to, right? We need to learn to walk and eat and talk and do all kinds of stuff that later on in life we just take for granted because it's automatic. We just open our mouths and talk. We don't, you know, have to focus really hard the way you have to when you're a child learning to talk or to walk. So all that means is that we have created an image of ourselves based on a couple different things. Not based on truth. And there is no really one truth from what I can tell. There's what you believe is true for you. There's what I believe is true for me. There's what someone else believes is true for them. We all have a different version of what we feel is true. And that's why we have free will and we have the ability to create our lives the way we want. So when you look at who you are and what you're happy with or not happy with yourself, specifically your body, as we're talking about today, then we've got a misalignment where we have a disconnect within us between who we truly are and who we have decided we are based on what other people have told us and based on what a 2-year-old, a 5-year-old, a 6-year-old, a 7-year-old believed to be true. Now, nowadays, as an adult, we wouldn't take the advice of a 2, 5, or 6, or 7-year-old too seriously if they said, you're no good. If a 5-year-old walked up to you and said, you're no good, you're ugly, you're stupid, you won't ever amount to anything, you're fat, you're whatever, you know, we might think they're rude or we might be slightly offended. I don't know why. It's a 5-year-old, but we wouldn't say, oh, no, that means I am that, right? Because we understand that they're 5 and that we're not going to, they're not a voice of authority to us, okay? So first of all, we want to be our own voice of authority. We want to give ourselves the approval. We want to make our own choices based on what we want. So today what we're going to do is we're going to look at our body image and see how we can transform ourselves into the body that we want. And that's not just talking about absolutely changing just your body, but it's changing that internal image of yourself and your body. So here's the wonderful part about this. We have this beautiful global healing group right here, and all around the world, we have an intention to connect and to be a part of a group together, and we hold that intention of the highest good and the highest unconditional love for each other, right? So when we do, what we want to do is realize that we can create the image we want of ourselves. And when we create it in our mind and we live in it mentally and we make it a number one priority, it becomes our reality, because our mind does not distinguish between what we're actually experiencing and what we're imagining we're experiencing. If we do the thinking, visualizing, and imagining with a lot of passion, with a lot of feeling, detail, and repetition. Repetition, repetition. Every day, 30 days, you create a new neural pathway in your brain, you create a new habit and a new image. So anything at all you want to change, you want more money, you have to change your wealth image, your idea of who you are with money. Can you see yourself being wealthy? Can you see yourself receiving money in a certain way? So today we're going to talk about shifting our body. And when you want to especially lose weight, but say you want to get into shape, maybe you're athletic and you want to, you know, increase a particular, you know, your stomach muscles, have them more defined, or whatever it is that you would like to change about your body, have a flatter stomach or whatever, you can do the outward things, of course. You can do the exercising, you can do the eating healthy, you can take vitamins, you can take the fabulous Deepak Chopra natural supplements and meal replacements and all that that I've been using with Zri, which is fantastic, incredibly fantastic. But you have to also begin to alter it within your mind. So when you do that, it's going to have more power than anything you do physically, anything you do outside. What you do internally is going to have way, way more power. Okay, so what we're going to do now is we're going to go ahead and we're going to connect. And I'm just going to mention that we've got a few new people in our group, and I want to welcome them and thank everyone who's been a part of our group here for a while. And know that if you've gotten on the Global Healing List, that every so often you'll get an email with some of the past healings. These are always free, and they'll be always available for you. As soon as we're done with this one, you'll be able to come right back to the same link and either listen to or download this audio and be able to use it over again. So if you're in the process of creating some kind of a change in how you think of your body, how you feel towards your body, and what you want your body to look like and feel like, this will be a wonderful tool for you to reuse. Okay, so I just want to mention that I do have a 90-day weight loss, weight releasing, a management, mindful body transformation program starting. And what's exciting about this, it's going to be starting the second week of November. And as a hypnotherapist, of course, I'm going to be once a week guiding a call or on creating an audio for people to use that has to do with creating this new body image that addresses the issues that people have as they release weight, because we almost all of us put on weight for emotional and mental reasons, not often very physical reasons. And so what we're going to be doing is we're going to be all using the Ayurvedic we're going to be using the Ayurvedic formula developed by Deepak Chopra called Nutraveda. And you can go to createyourownrealitynow.com, and at the top it says Weight Loss Transformation Program. You click on that and you can read about it. Ayurveda, of course, is the ancient science of life that's been around for 5,000 years, that is very holistic and is all about creating a well-balanced, very, very healthy body. I can tell you the amazing results I'm having. My skin feels incredible. My nails, my energy, my focus, my mental clarity, proprietary blend of Ayurvedic herbs is just really stunning. And of course, this is really exciting because If you get a hold of me, either nan@createyourownrealitynow.com is an email, or call me at 512-772-3554. I'll tell you all about it, and I can get you some of the Nutriveda. Now, it's a meal replacement shake. It's not a diet product. It is not about damaging your health, because we know diets do not work. That's why I want to create this program where you're going to be able to transform your image of your body from within, and while supporting it from without. So the Nutriveda comes out to be $2.67 a meal, cents a meal. So that's incredibly affordable. It's only 151 calories per meal, but it's complete. It has very, very pure ingredients, and it gives you almost all your vitamins, minerals, amino acids, protein, fiber, and it's just phenomenal, really phenomenal. And it's got a blend of 7 Ayurvedic botanicals that are very, very powerful in balancing your blood sugar and your blood pressure and all different parts of your body. So this is about creating a very healthy overall body, a health that you've just never really experienced. I have to admit, I've been into very natural health things for a long time, but I've never seen anything like this. And so we've got, if you go there and you can read all about it and all about the wonderful ingredients in it, and please feel free to contact me. We'll talk about it. It's about recognizing a true body transformation and overall well-being. And that has to extend to all aspects of our lifestyle. So improving digestion, cleaning out tissues, lightening the body, creating clarity in your mind, revitalizing your energetic core. Okay, we're going to go into our energetic core today and release that. All right, so let's get started and just go ahead and get very, very comfortable wherever you are in your chair. You're on the couch or bed or wherever you are. I'm a very big proponent of being comfortable in whatever way works for you. So let's take a nice deep breath and relax, releasing our wonderful breath and all the tension in our body. And another nice deep breath in, drawing in a beautiful green energy, a green light all the way into our body, and just allowing it to relax, release, and cleanse all of our muscles and our tissues and our cells and our energy. So now let's just do the full body breathing that we've done in the past. So we breathe in through every cell in our body, our legs, our arms, our back, and all the way into our core, our energetic core, that center part of ourselves. And then releasing it slowly out the same way, out through every pore. Oh, my goodness. Did you feel that? Oh, that feels so good. I love doing breathing this way. So breathe in with your whole body again through every cell and every pore, all the way into the center. And then allow it to move out again, taking with it all tension, all toxins, mental and physical and emotional. So keep doing that full body breathing now, very slowly in. Just feel, my whole body is tingling. Just feel how revitalizing this and how much energy we have moving through us now. And let it go out. Wonderful. Okay. Okay, keep doing that, another two or three breaths. And I'm just going to set our structure and our intention. Of course, our intention here today is to be in a loving and beautiful space of pure, unconditional love. And we create a huge, beautiful white sphere of light around the entire planet and around each one of us who are now connected to each other, circling the planet, having this beautiful green energy moving in and out of us, and the earth as well is breathing this in and out. The earth is a body too. So what we can hold an intention for today is that the earth can have a mindful body transformation as well. And everything, every life form on the planet can have a mindful body transformation. So we can cleanse the earth and revitalize her, allow her to have cleaner water and rain in the right places and sun in the right places and a beautiful balanced environment, just like we want in our own bodies. So as we do this, let's activate our pillar of light. That means just see it, feel it, be aware of it, focus your attention on this incredible stream of energy that comes from infinity right through the center of your body and right out to infinity as well. Again, the earth has its own beautiful pillar of light coming straight down through the center. And now we open our hearts and send a beam of light and energy into that central pillar of light. That's right. Beautiful. Into the central pillar of light. And now we're instantly connected to each other, to the earth, to all life forms and plants and animals and everything on the planet. And, of course, to the entire universe, the multiverses, the stars, the planets, and all the energies. We call in the angels and archangels. We call in the Elohim and the great ones of the central sun, the ascended masters, the great white brotherhood, our brothers and sisters of light, and all the beneficial healing energies of the universe. And now we're in this beautiful, beautiful space of unconditional love. You can just slow down your breathing now and breathe normally. You feel very revitalized, very alive, the energy's moving now, very, very vibrant. Isn't that wonderful? All right, perfect, perfect. So now we have this connection, we have this flow, and we're in this beautiful space. So now let's just drop our awareness down out of our minds and into our heart, into a place and a space where we have incredible amounts of love. So we want to just continue to expand our heart, open our heart intentionally. Sometimes we put our guard up, especially when it comes to our image of ourselves and our body. So we're going to just open our heart. Let's just allow all that energy to move into our heart center and heal it and cleanse it and release it and open it. Beautifully open. Just beautifully, beautifully open. Very nice. Okay, so from this place in your heart, I want you to ask your self-image to step forward. To step forward out of you so that it's an image, a person standing in front of you. So just allow whatever comes to you to step out. That's very, very good. Now, as this image of you steps out from your heart center and moves out in front of you several feet, just begin to be aware and scan this image. Now, here's where it's important. Don't judge. Don't think. Don't say, oh, I wish I didn't look like that, or why is it appearing like this? Just really go with what's appeared, okay? This is really great information for you for all areas of your life. So just see this image of yourself and notice, how are you appearing to yourself? Are you appearing what you think you look like right now? Are you appearing younger or older? Are you more slender or more heavy? How are you dressed? Just notice this for a moment. Now, what's interesting about this is an image of what you hold within, and oftentimes we're not aware of what our self-image is. Of course, many of us have certain things we're very, very aware of that we want to change or that we're concerned or embarrassed about, and so that may be appearing. So what you want to do is notice that this is what you have, the blueprint essentially that your mind, your ego, which is not a bad thing, it's your personality, and the different, your internal landscape has of you. So the important part of this is to realize this is the template from which you are experiencing your life and from which your mind is allowing you to see and experience certain things. It's not going to allow you to shift into a new, anything that doesn't align with what your current self-image is until you change what that self-image is, okay? Now, your mind and all these parts of you, they're definitely on your side. And the reason they're on your side, well, is because they're saying you're in charge, you're the boss. If you say that you're this, that, or the other thing, then you are. And that's where we're going to have you see it that way. We're going to have you feel that way. If you decide to change that, however, they're going to go along with that because it's a supportive system. It's here to help you create. So your body is your projection of your self into the world, all right? But what do we live? Mostly we live in our minds and our emotions, right? We are experiencing our life through our bodies and our minds and our emotions. And so as we move through the world, we want to have a definite new blueprint. Who are you now? Okay, who are you now? What is it you want? These are the two things we want to be focused on. So we want to let go of who we think we are if it's not what we truly are, what we truly want to be. We want to let go of what people have told us in the past. So I want you just for a moment to ask yourself to look within and say, what do I feel and think about my body? And just allow that answers to rise up within you. I want you to just notice what you're thinking and feeling, not directing it, okay? I want you to just allow it to rise up within you and be aware of it. Okay, very good. So now, is your feeling and your image of your body accurate to what you actually look like? Now, this is an important one because frequently we find that there are people who exaggerate what they consider to be their faults or what they don't like about themselves out of proportion to what is really going on. So people who become anorexic, they think they may be very, very, very thin, and yet they feel they're fat. They look in the mirror and they don't see a thin person. And, you know, the world and doctors don't, you know, they're like, but you're 90 pounds and you're wasting away. And they're like, no, I'm fat. So you can see how your internal self-image is more powerful than the quote unquote reality that's going on without. So now I want you to just ask yourself, what was your self-image of your body when you were under 10, under the age of 10? What did you think about your body? How did you feel about it? What did you look like? And what, who told you that? Who in your life, your parents, your friends, your sister, your brother, your family, your teacher, who do you remember or allow yourself now to remember? Who told you things about your body Does it matter whether they were true or not true at the time, but just what did they tell you and who was it? So let me give you an example. I was adopted, so I didn't look anything like my family. I was taller than all of them, definitely had a bigger frame than all of them. And so they essentially told me my whole life, especially when I was a child, that I was too big. And so my self-image was definitely that I was too big, too large, too overbearing, too strong. I wanted to kind of shrink. I felt like I was sort of towering over everyone. And I had a realization when I was in college. I looked at some photographs of myself when I was 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 13, 14, and 15. And I was shocked almost because I wasn't overweight. I wasn't heavy. I was perfect, just perfect for who I was. But because my overall body structure was taller and bigger, you know, wider shoulders, you know, just much stronger and everything, their perspective on it, they projected to me, and I took that on as truth. Okay, so it kind of upset me because I realized that I had lived in, because when I got to college, I started putting on weight, and I realized at some point that after years and years and years of them telling me, you shouldn't eat that, you shouldn't do this, you're too big, you're too that, you're too this, that I took that on as true instead of what was actually real. And then eventually, by the time I was 20, in my early 20s, I started to live into that. Okay? Because what? Our minds and our bodies will begin to replicate what we believe is true for us. Okay, so I had a friend who was extremely skinny and she didn't like that either. So everyone has a different image. So now you've recognized how you felt about yourself and who told you things. Perhaps you were very, very fortunate and you had parents who just constantly told you that you were perfect and wonderful and you felt very, very good about yourself. So now let's just follow ourselves from, say, age 10 forward and just move through your life very lightly and allow your self-image to appear to you as you felt you were at these different points in time. So when you went into puberty, like up to between 10 and 15, when, you know, the age when everyone feels very awkward and their body's changing and they're very sort of self-conscious, how did you feel at that point? Did you feel good about yourself? Did you feel embarrassed? How did you handle it? How did it contribute to your self-image now? All right, and now move into between 15 and 20 years of age. As you moved into your later teens and your early adulthood, and you became more into your full-grown body, how did you feel about it then? Okay, recognize what kind of attention, love, recognition did you get based on your body? Okay, did you get a lot of attention from the opposite sex because you had a very good looking body? Did you desire that? Did you work really hard? Did you diet a lot? You know, did you enjoy dressing up? Were you not sure of your style? How did you feel about yourself, your body, and how did that affect how you related to people? How did it stop you from doing things you wanted to do? Did it keep you from trying different sports or going different places, parties or traveling Or did it keep you from speaking up and being more friendly and open? Or were you very outgoing and friendly and comfortable in your body? Just keep watching this, almost like a transition. Just watch the self-image in front of you transform, and just allow yourself to recognize and watch as an observer how you're feeling about your body affected the way you acted, felt, and experienced your life. Okay? Now let's move in between 20 and 25. You know, perhaps you were in college, perhaps you just got out of college, perhaps you got married, started a job. This is a very a moment of large transition and large responsibility in our lives. And so many of us really move into that phase and become extremely outwardly focused, okay? We're building our credibility and our experience in the work world. We're deciding what we want to do with our lives. We're starting families. So what was your body image at that time? Mine transformed quite a bit. That's when I started to actually put on weight. For several reasons. One, I went to college and got away from my parents, and there was nobody controlling constantly what I did, and it sort of let myself go the other direction, like, ah, there's nobody here to tell me what to do and constantly criticize what I'm eating. And consequently, I didn't eat well, and I really put on weight and became very, very uncomfortable and started that cycle of dieting and being very worried about my body. I had been an athlete when I was younger. So how did your self-image, your body image, affect your job interviews, affect what kind of interviews or money you would ask for? Look at how that is so powerful. So if you can expand this, you know, up to age 30, anytime in your 20s here, just about when we first move into the world, how did that affect you? How did you feel? Did you go after what you wanted? Did you feel comfortable and confident in interviews? Were you, how about relationships? Were you meeting people? Did you get married? Were you able to be confident and comfortable in your body? What did your body image and body type at that point, how did it affect your life, your self-confidence, and what you did? I know I started working a lot. I became a very motivated, very intense workaholic, and I stopped taking care of my body as well, and just really went on pure willpower for a long time. Okay. Now, one thing that's interesting is many people have a shift, a very big shift that happens when they get married. Perhaps you got married in your 20s. I was talking to someone recently, and they were getting on the Nutriveda to lose some weight because they had gotten married, and the honeymoon went on for a year or a year and a half, and there was lots of partying and drinking and eating and being happy and, you know, just, you know, celebrating this union, and that's very common. You notice a lot of newlyweds will start to put on weight. All right, so now as we move forward, I want you to shift your focus and start to notice, you know, so you ask this, you make this your intention, so you get the answers of this. Start to notice what, if you were putting on weight or losing weight or in any way your body was shifting into an undesirable condition, what was it? Now, we're talking on a subconscious level. What was it that created that for you? So first of all, you might think, well, I started working all the time and I never had time to work out or do much. Well, that's one thing, but that's an outer thing. We're looking for the inner reasons that our self-image. Now you can start to see the thread. Okay, did you have parents like mine who told me constantly, don't eat that, don't eat this, you're too big, you're too this? And then that started to become true. Okay, were there other emotional or reasons for control or trust? Do you have a lot of fear around or trusting people? That often creates a shift in our weight and our health. Or did you feel like a lot of women feel, a lot of women put on weight because they feel they want to be protected? So I know several reasons why I put on weight, but one of them was men were constantly hitting on me, and it really became extremely stressful. And I didn't realize it at the time. Of course, putting on weight was extremely painful, but there was a subconscious program that said to me, well, if you put on weight, you'll just become very, very ugly, and men will go away and leave you alone. So there may be a particular person that you were trying to please or you were mad at or that you felt constantly criticized by. And often we put on weight because we're very sensitive emotionally, and there's a reaction that says, you know, I'll protect myself, I'll pad myself, and I won't feel so hurt. So at some point now between we're moving, just continue to move on, stay in any particular age where you're getting some good answers. You can move into your 30s and forward if you like. But start to notice how your body image becomes almost a block, okay, almost a detriment for you. And maybe you're not doing the things you want to do. Maybe you are reaching a point where you decide to get very, very healthy. So move into that moment in time and watch what's going on with your body image. If you began working out, began getting in shape, began going to a nutritionist, began to shift and alter yourself, your body and your body image, what was the initiating factor for that? I know I spent 8 years trying to get pregnant, and I went to a nutritionist, and in the process of eating in a very particular way to balance my body out, of course I started to release weight and started to become much more healthy and focused and vibrant. So now I want you to move forward towards where you are now, so however old you are now, and I want you to be watching your self-image change and watch for the moment when you really solidified what your current self-image is. So frequently as we get older, there's a point when we sort of give up, essentially. We just say, oh, this is who I am, and it's too hard to change it, and just look and see for when that kind of solidified, when you sort of came to the conclusion of your current self-image about your body. Look at what happened, what was going on at the time, what you thought it meant, okay? Okay, so just ask yourself right now and be open to hear whatever answer it is. Just say, My body is, and let the answer come. My body is, okay, did you hear perfect, beautiful, ugly, fat, a burden, a wonderful vehicle that allows me to experience the world? What is it? Okay, so that's where we are now, and now we're going to go into transforming that. So a mindful body transformation is where in our mind we're going to transform, one, how we feel about our body and how we would like our body to be. Okay, now the beingness of your body has many dimensions. So one, it's how you look. So now you're, this image, a self-image you have in front of you, you're creating the ideal you, the one that you would like to be true for you now. Now we're moving into creation mode. We're letting the past go. We're just using that information to understand some things about the power of our mind, the power of suggestion from other people, the experiences we've been through, and we can let all of that go. So let's actually just let some beautiful green energy just come and wash through us, through our image, through this whole space that we're in. And we're releasing the past and we're letting it go. And we're knowing it has no power over us anymore. We're knowing no one who said anything to us in the past that we listened to has any power over us anymore. And we're going to move into creation mode as the master of our own, as the creators of our own reality right now and right here. Okay? So, how do you want to be in your body? So, how do you want to feel? Okay? Energy-wise, flexibility, aches and pains, your skin, okay, your muscles, your internal organs. Perhaps you have some internal organs that don't work quite the way you would like them to. So start to just scan your body and create the ideal you. Okay, how do you look? What weight or size or look do you want? I don't think that choosing a weight based on any kind of medical charts is, has any basis in reality whatsoever. And so you want to go by how do you look? How do you feel? You know, what is comfortable to you? What expresses who you really are? That's the key. What body, what feeling and image and look expresses who you truly are? Now, if you're 5'3", a Caucasian woman with blonde hair and blue eyes, right now, let's not say I'd like to be a 7-foot-tall Asian woman. You know, there's some things we want to stay within and accepting and loving who we are, but creating the feeling. We live within and express through our bodies, and our bodies talk to us. Our bodies allow us to feel and experience and go places. And so what are some things you would love to do that maybe your current condition of your body is not allowing? Do you want to go for hikes and you're not in shape? Do you want to have more stamina? Do you want to have more flexibility in your joints, more energy? What is it? Just start to create that, okay? See it and feel it. Move through how it will feel, okay? So start to take on that feeling internally as well as seeing the self-image in front of you. So perhaps something like, I would like glowing, healthy skin, smooth and radiant and vibrant eyes that twinkle and are alive with energy. I'd like to sleep well and wake up refreshed, have lots of flexibility and stamina, feel abundant energy and a natural flow that I can move through my day easily and allow myself to enjoy the people, the places, and the activities that I would love to enjoy. I'd like to appreciate and enjoy and be friends with my body, be connected to my body. Many of us have disconnected from our bodies or from parts of our bodies because we really don't like what they've become. You know, I see a slender, flat stomach and long, healthy limbs. A strong back. And perfect functioning for all of my systems. My digestive and circulatory system. Okay, all the systems in your body functioning perfectly, connecting perfectly to each other. Okay, so now I want you to see this image in front of you. You're feeling what it's like, okay, to be, you know, fit and comfortable in your body and flexible and energetic and all these things that you've decided you want. You're feeling it. Now I want you to see this in front of you. Now choose what clothes would you most like to wear. Choose one outfit that if you could put it on and do whatever it is you love to do, it would be so exciting to you, make you so happy, make you feel so good, okay? So clothe your image in this. Clothe, and now walk around, okay? Now I want you to merge with that image so that you're now fully embodying it and feeling what it's like to be wearing this beautiful outfit you've chosen, to be feeling fit and slender and healthy. And I want you to just walk around in this space, in your mind's eye, move around. Now you're in a room. It's a beautiful room, and it's beautifully decorated. It has big, beautiful leather couches and a huge window that looks out over a park, and you walk in and there's a big, huge mirror on the wall, and it goes from floor to ceiling, and you walk over and stand in front of that mirror. So I want you to stand in front of that mirror and look at yourself in this ideal self image that you've created in this beautiful outfit. So look at yourself from the front, turn to the side, look at how you look from the sides, turn around from the back, kind of turn your head and peek around, what do you look like from the back, okay, and just embrace it, feel how good it feels to feel healthy and flexible, to have this creation of the body that you love in your mind. And now walk over to a chair in the room and sit down. How does it feel to sit? Do you cross your legs? Is that something you couldn't do in the past? Do you put them up? What are you doing? How does it feel? Okay. Now, I want you to imagine yourself in this new body, in this new image, doing something that you would really love to do. Talking to somebody you would love to talk to. Going somewhere. You could change your clothes if you want to go kayaking or go in the Amazon jungle or something. Of course, put the appropriate clothes on. If you want to go dancing. If you want to go to a meeting or a high school reunion. What is the one thing you would love to do with this new body, this new self-image of yourself, feeling great, feeling healthy, something that would be so much fun for you? decide what that is and go and experience that right now in this moment. Okay, so visualize it. Get all the feelings going. Who are you talking to? What are they saying? How do you feel? How are you experiencing it? Feel the joy and the happiness, the ease and the grace with which you can move and do whatever it is you're doing. How confident you feel. How good you feel about who you are. How easy it is for you to communicate, talk to people, approach them. Okay, so now just take this feeling, just feel how it feels to walk and to talk and to dress and to do things that you just love to do. Feel this and really appreciate your body. Just begin to draw in that absolute gratitude. When we're able to be grateful for what we want that hasn't come to fruition yet, it's the most powerful thing we can do for creating our reality. So start to just feel this, really embrace it, imprint this feeling on your mind and tell your mind, this is my new self-image, this is my new blueprint, this is what I now want. And I'm going to remind you of this every day for 30 days. To make sure you totally get the message as often as possible. Okay, so choose that this is true for you now. Choose that this is possible for you now. Choose that in each moment of each day, you're naturally going to be drawn to the things that will lead you to this actual body, this health, this weight, and this image can be true for you. The key here is to live in this mentally, feel it as if it's true right now, and trust and know that it is absolutely happening, whether you can see it or not. And never let go of that faith and that image, because you have to match your internal self-image. You have to. And your mind is going to solve that problem, and you're going to begin to naturally be drawn to do the things that you want to do. Do the things that will lead you to this. And now just affirm it. I want you to claim it. This is true for me now. This is the body and the health that I desire and I choose and I claim. It is mine now. I am, and fill it in, flexible, slender, healthy, energetic. Just fill that in. I am, and describe it. Perfect. There you go. Now, just embrace it. Just feel it for a few more seconds. Feel it fully. Decide that this is true for you. Know that when you choose this and you don't doubt and you don't let it change and you stay steady, that this will become true for you. You will draw to you the resources, the people, the opportunities, the health products, the way of eating, the whatever it is that will lead you to this. And you will naturally have the motivation and inspiration and energy to do the things that will lead that to you. To feel how that will feel, just to naturally be doing the things that will create this level of health and this body image that you have. Okay, perfect. So just ground that into who you are. And now we're going to just let that gratitude we have just flow out to each other, to the earth, to the world, to all the beautiful energies that are here. Allow that gratitude to just pour out from you. I'm grateful for the love, the assistance, this moment, for this group. I am grateful for my beautiful body that allows me to experience life. I am grateful for this new self-image that is now true for me. I am just grateful for everything. Gratitude opens the doors and communicates with the universe and the field of abundance around you that is going to be transforming to bring you all that you need to make this true for you. Then just take a deep breath and begin to come back into your body here and now, bringing that feeling and that image with you, imprinted perfectly on your mind and within your body. Once we imprint this, we impress this on our mind, we begin to impress it on the field of abundance around us and on each and every one of our cells within our body. It will start to transform. So one more tip is, do not use your words against yourself. No matter what, do not say anything about, I'm too fat, I'm too lazy, I'm too this is bad, that's bad, this happened to me, that happened to me. Okay? We're letting all of that go, and we know that we're creating this image, and we're reinforcing it by what we say and we think and we believe. So we're only going to be thinking and claiming, I'm slender and attractive and healthy and flexible and energetic and have stamina and beautiful glowing skin and a perfectly functioning systems in my body. Okay? All of that is what's true for us now. Speak only what is true and aligns with this new self-image. Reinforce it daily by seeing it and feeling it. Repeat this audio as needed and begin to allow your body to change, to transform in this mindful way. Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, everyone. This was a lot of fun. I have some really, really great feelings going through me right now. And I do want to invite you again to please get in touch with me. I have discovered some absolutely phenomenal products, pure, natural, 100% organic, preservative-free, synthetic-free, completely alive, cold-pressed, not boiled or pasteurized so that all the nutrients are alive, very powerful botanicals that do everything from decrease inflammation and balance blood sugar and blood pressure and also the meal replacement shake, which gives us all our vitamins and fiber and amino acids and builds the health of our body and naturally helps us desire healthier foods, reduces craving for sugar and unhealthy foods, increases fat metabolism, literally rejuvenates and restructures the cells of our body. It's completely phenomenal. And it's not just for people who want to lose weight. Athletes are taking it to build muscle and increase health. It's really quite phenomenal. So my 90-day program is going to start in November. However, I need to talk to you as soon as possible, preferably before the end of the month, so that you can find out about it. Now there's an audio that explains a lot more in depth of the ingredients in these products, but I can tell you people, this is just, I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I feel like I have the energy, the strength. I don't have aches and pains. I have a lot of mental clarity. I've just phenomenal. Things that I have tried many, many other ways of increasing my fingernails, the strength and the smoothness of my fingernails, my skin, my hair has become lustrous. It's just phenomenal, rejuvenating, and really has amazing anti-carcinogenic properties. So if you want to increase your overall health, if you'd like to release some weight, transform your body, there's going to be a 30-page mindful body transformation booklet that you get. All of this is free. My time is 100% free. Excuse me. I'm not charging for the hypnosis, and normally that does cost quite a bit, and I'm donating my time free once a week for 90 days for those people who want to try this amazing health product. And even better than that is you can get it at wholesale if you contact me, and I can tell you more about it. So go to createyourownrealitynow.com. Click on weight loss transformation near the top there. You can read all about what I'm going to be doing, about the ingredients in this. This is a product that's been developed by Dr. Deepak Chopra and the Chopra Center for Wellness, Dr. David Simon and Dr. Suhas, the absolute best, most well-respected doctors and scientists in mind-body medicine and specialists in the ancient science of Ayurveda, which is a science of life. It's very, very holistic, and the program is going to be about bringing greater awareness into our dietary and lifestyle choices, achieving optimum health, and really creating from within a healthy body, a clear and healthy mind, and the emotions and the fabulous mood. This is a mind-body-spirit program. It's not just about your body. It's about all the areas of you and your life, and even has, and this is all natural, even has a mood enhancer so you feel good and happy. I wake up feeling fantastic, and it increases proper digestion and absorption. So if you are into taking supplements and vitamins, this is phenomenal because it's a liquid form. There's a liquid nutritional, and then there's the shake. So they're both in liquid form. The reason that's powerful, much, much better for you than pills, is that you have nearly 100% absorption. When you have around 20 or 25% absorption with pills, you have much quicker absorption, and you have the ability to get all of these things in one simple drink. So it's very simple for your lifestyle, very affordable, $2.67 for a whole complete meal. That's pretty phenomenal. The ingredients are absolutely pure. There's a very famous nutritionist out of Chicago who has studied this and is recommending both of these products to every single one of her clients because of its amazing purity in the ingredients and integrity in how it's formed in synthesis. So Ayurveda identifies proper digestion as essential to overall health, okay, and a key component of any effective weight management product. So rather than just helping people lose pounds, Ayurveda aims to rid the body of excess fat and toxins while promoting transformation of unhealthy tissues into the foundational building blocks for vibrant health. Okay, so this is phenomenal. There, as far as I know, there has never, ever been anything else out there like this. So therefore, Ayurveda acknowledges that even seemingly skinny people can have suboptimal digestion and health and tissue formation. And that's why the science focuses on transforming the entire body, not just losing weight. Okay, so Nutraveda supports fat metabolism. And it maintains normal blood sugar levels, supports, suppresses your appetite in a healthy way, okay, to eliminate unhealthy food cravings through a combination of these natural botanicals and key nutrients. You know, one of the reasons that we often eat unhealthy things or crave sugar or salt or fast food or something, it's because our body isn't getting what it needs. It's not getting a good balanced amount of all the minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and so on that it needs. And this is one of the most amazing health benefits of staying on this product, is that you get this beautiful balance. Your body starts getting what it needs. And it, believe me, you've probably never experienced feeling like this before. It also increases energy and promotes balance and sustained energy levels. It's a great stress reducer. I can promise you that much. It's low carbohydrates. It's low glycemic, so it's perfectly fine for diabetics. And it contains premium nutrition. So it has 22 premium vitamins and minerals, 20 amino acids, and very, very high quality sources of protein and soluble fiber. It's a clean product, which is very, very different from most products on the market today. It's all natural and does not contain any synthetic or genetically modified ingredients, okay? It's also casein and gluten-free, certified kosher and vegan, and cold pressed, like I said, which is really phenomenal. And it combines Ayurveda with modern science, okay? It's a groundbreaking product formulated by the renowned team of Ayurvedic doctors and Western physicians and modern nutritional scientists at the Chopra Center. So as we all know, this is the only third-party product that Deepak Chopra endorses. And if you're familiar with him, you know he has an impeccable reputation. He's a phenomenal person. So this is a 100% natural meal replacement drink, okay? And it allows you to have all of these wonderful things that come together for your body to promote the health from within. So I'm extremely excited about being able to offer this to people, get them on it for wholesale price. And you can also try it if you want to try a sample. Just let me know. Get a hold of me, Nan at createyourownrealitynow.com, or call me at 512-772-3554. And, you know, take charge of your health and do it in a way that isn't going to be stressful, okay? This isn't going to be stressful. It's not going to be extreme. You can lose as much as you want. You can replace 1 to 2 meals a day. And you're going to get my weekly support through hypnosis and get the audios, and that part is completely free. The only thing you have to do is buy your Nutriveda at wholesale, which comes out to $2.67 a meal. It's incredibly phenomenal. There really isn't any other thing out there where you could eat that would give you this kind of nutrition for that price. And you also get the 30-page Mindful Body Transformation Guide about improving digestion and cleansing your tissues, lightening your body, creating clarity in your mind, and revitalizing your energetic core. And just imagine for a minute how different your life will be, how different your day would be. Perhaps you have children. Perhaps you work 2 jobs. Perhaps you're, you know, juggling many, many different things. Perhaps you're under a lot of stress, or you're going through a divorce or foreclosure right now. These products, the Zuri nutritional beverage, is unbelievably phenomenal for balancing stress and balancing the systems of your body. So you're going to be able to enhance your functions of your body, feel more clarity and energy no matter what, and it reduces inflammation, which is considered one of the most important things for health right now. And that helps me with my allergies. I don't have to, you know, worry about them very, very often, because it reduces the inflammation in my head, and I don't have that issue. So, and like I said, it's getting certified by the Diabetic Association. It has already been certified low glycemic. And so there just isn't anybody really that these products aren't good for. And I am very, very excited about them, and very, very proud to have found them, to be transforming my own health and being able to offer it to people, which is why I'm willing to put my time out free to help other people. So that's just a little bit about what I've got going on. I would love to hear from you, or feel free, you know, if you know anybody in your life who really this is something they want to do, get a friend and do it together. You may not really have much weight you want to lose. Perhaps you only want to lose 5 or 10 pounds, but you want to increase your health and your energy and balance your blood sugar and increase all your overall health and clarity. So there isn't really anybody that this isn't great for, and I'm very excited about it. So, all right, everyone, thanks for being a part of this Global Healing. Enjoy your day. Go through your day with your new self-image. And remember, now we talked about, we worked on our body image today, but your self-image is the core, is the key to you creating anything in your life. So your image in terms of yourself is with money and wealth. Can you see yourself wealthy? Can you feel it? What would you, well, who would you be? What would you look like? How can you change your current self-image around wealth to increase the money in your life? Or how about love or relationships? So enjoy your new body, and I hope to see you for the Mindful Body Transformation. Thanks, everybody. This is Nanakasha with createyourownrealitynow.com, and I wish you the best and most wonderful and most blessed and healthy day. Go out and just feel alive, feel vibrant. That's how I've been feeling since I've been taking the Zri. So Zri means light, luster, splendor, and prosperity. And that's what I wish for you today. Okay, thanks everyone. Take care. Bye-bye.